Dr. Sharday Smith is a professor at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She says Black patients often lack preventative care.
We see this across all aspects in the entire process. And then if you do either contract or experience some of these conditions like hypertension or cancer, the delay in even seeking treatment really happens because of mistrust in the medical institution.
Smith says Black patients are more likely to delay going to the doctor until conditions are dire. And dismantling that mistrust means overcoming decades of history.
The one that usually comes up first is the Tuskegee syphilis experiment that went on for 40 years where Black men were essentially denied treatment and care. And so a lot of this mistrust is stemming from experiments.
There are whole cohorts of public health students that know nothing about any of those historic injustices. So they take that lack of information or lack of awareness and replace that with myths.
That's Tony Gillespie of the Indiana Minority Health Coalition. He says numerous studies support misunderstandings about treating Black people, like the myths that their skin is tougher or that they can withstand more pain.
Black people, pain is not believed. Black people often go to the hospital, you know, they say, well, can you please tell me what your pain is from a scale from 1 to 10? And they come in on 10 and they leave on 10. And they leave on 10 with aspirin versus some sort of pain management regimen.
A new study from the New England Journal of Medicine found that some algorithms used by doctors to guide treatments are racially biased. One algorithm used to diagnose kidney stones uses a 13-point scale. The more points, the higher the risk of kidney stones. Non-Black patients are automatically given 3 extra points. The lower scores for Black patients mean doctors might not aggressively examine them for kidney stones. Both Gillespie and Smith say Black people are often blamed for these health disparities, but they and other experts note that access to healthcare, or supermarkets, or places to exercise is not equal.
Of course, we all have choices that we can make. We all can decide on what we're going to eat or, you know, where we're going to go, et cetera. But the opportunities and the access and the quality of that, once you get to that point, are not all equal. That's where the disparities happen.
Brianka Merritt is a researcher at the Indiana University Public Policy Institute. She says one way to improve treatment of Black patients is to teach how health interacts with other social policies.
But it requires you to understand education policy and housing policy and criminal justice policy. And that those things are a huge component because they inform all of those institutions that are beyond kind of how you individually interact with a patient or a client and inform why their situation might be the way it is or why they're presenting to you in a certain way.
Merritt says that information can help future experts understand disparities. Then they can help advocate for a change in systemic racism both in and out of the exam room. From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.